Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
From his CD Zesty. A few years back, Tom Carozza used to have a radio show, and we comedians would go on, and we would ask the audience, the listeners, to call in things, and then we would improvise to whatever it was that they called in. So Tom Carozza recently released a CD of some of these, and I'm very interested to see what they are, but here's one with Tom Carozza and I in it, and let's see if you can guess what the things called in were.
The man, the boy, the legend. Roger. We loved Roger so much. Yet, watching him there, pale, disgustingly, sick. Things on his face. Gee, Roger, you look gross.
They said I'm getting better, Ingrid.
They lied. I'm sorry, Roger. I didn't know how to break it to you, but you don't have long, Roger. Not only that, Roger, you have no friends. We took a poll to see who would come here. I lost. I'm here now, Roger, on a bet.
You're my wife, Ingrid. If you wouldn't come to visit me in the hospital in my last Thursday afternoon, who would? Certainly not my daughter.
No, not your daughter.
The daughter I tried so hard to be a good father for, Ingrid.
That's right, Roger. She's off. She's becoming a punkette. She's getting her hair cut now in celebration of the insurance money to come. We'll all miss you, Roger, but not that much.
I couldn't help noticing that you were still seeing Bernard Louis, our insurance salesman, Ingrid.
Yes, and we've doubled your policy. It's great, Roger, the things that I will get after you go away. My benefits will increase. I'll be able to afford everything you never could buy me, Roger, and I want to thank you for that.
I tried to be a good husband, Ingrid. I tried to be a good father to that rotten brat. But now my time is short, Ingrid. I know that that bright white light is telling me to come hither. And soon I'll walk through that door we call life and death, and I'll be into the beyond.
And if you die by 7:45, I'll win the office pool, Roger. Do you think you could rush it a little?
Well, I'll try, honey. I didn't know they were placing bets on the actual time.
Yes.
Promise me something, Ingrid.
What? Anything, Roger. I will keep it.
Promise me if you do remarry to Bernard Louis that you won't let him... Goodbye.
Roger? 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 Come on. Roger? Are you really dead? Are you playing a joke, Roger? Come on, Roger. Oh, Roger. Roger was gone. And we'll all miss him. Well, that's stretching a bit. But when Roger reaches that door, or if Roger reaches that door, there will be someone behind him waiting. Waiting and hoping. And hoping that Roger will never return. Goodbye, Roger. Good riddance. But scatter his ashes in the wind and hope it hits anywhere.
Cheese and eggs, holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs, get your butts out of bed. Curds and whey, I've a very good price today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell, is it coming from me? No! What's that smell? It is coming from everywhere. Smells like sewage and burning hair. Something treacherous fills the air.
Good morning, Theobald.
Morning, Dr. Bickerstaff.
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint of...
What's that smell? Oh, thank goodness it's not just me. Rings a bell like fermented gangrene. Don't smell swell. Catastrophic and gloomy. Sort of like you touch to me. Sending shivers all through. It's a feeling.
on my soul sends my memory reeling.
What's that smell? It is waking my baby. Smell that smell, worse than diapers and goo.
Tell us what's doing. All is well, well, except for that essence. Let's not dwell on the rancid and rank. I've searched well, there's not been a slime. Nor are corpses decaying. Can't believe what I'm saying.
Effluvia,
effluvia,
unpleasant emanation,
God's dread revelation,
the smell of the air.
I like that smell, a divine inspiration makes me yell at the top of me lungs. Lard to sell, all aromas commingling, somewhat foul but spine tingling, sets me pockets a-jingling.
Situation.
Great. What is it?
A male bird watcher goes backstage to meet Gypsy Rose Lee.
A male bird watcher?
Yes.
That's great. Thank you.
What does she sound like? It's been years.
Natalie Wood. She did the movie. All right. Here we have a male bird watcher going back to see Gypsy Rose Lee.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's another male outside my door. Oh, goodness gracious, I thought I was going to be disturbed. Who is that?
Hi. My name is Scooter McKinley, and,
Are you very young? Just let me open the door just a crack.
I'm a man. Uh-huh. There we go.
Hi.
And I just saw your show tonight. You know, my dad brought me, you know, because he thinks I look at birds too much. You know, we ended up here, and I saw your show.
What are you doing with all those things around your neck? What have you been, binoculars? You've been sitting in the audience watching me through binoculars? Is that some kind of joke?
No, Miss Rose Lee. No, Miss Rose Lee. See, this one here, this is a duck call. And over here, see, this one is a pigeon call. This is my collection, Miss Rose Lee, and you're the woman that I want to share it with.
Gee.
I'm sorry, I've never seen anybody as pink and as round and as beautiful as you.
Don't forget the black hair.
Well, that too. Gee, Miss Rosalie, gee.
Would you like to come in?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, come on in. I tell you what, could you just take those things off of your...
Sure. Anything you say, Miss Rosalie.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, I couldn't help but...
What's that? Who's that for?
That's a funny one. That's almost as good
as... I like it. I like this one.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
You can have it.
So how old did you say you were?
13. Sure. Mm-hmm. But I'm a man. I mean, you know, 13, that's it, you know. From then on, it's downhill. You know, that's my peak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what's this up... Oh, you get a little box. Isn't that sweet?
Yes, it's a special gift for you.
Mm-hmm.
Ta-da!
Clothes.
Tom Carosa. I'm trying to multitask here. What a chat room we have today, huh? Lots going on there. Let's see. We got Betty Jo Tucker. I feel like George Benninger's show. I see Betty Jo Tucker. No, okay. Hi, George Benninger, Mom and Pop Shop. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. It's the Mary Poppins Anniversary Party Invitation. And they're going to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Mary Poppins. 50? Really? No. And that'll be Tuesday, November 19th. And joining her will be Nell Minow, A.J. Hockery, and Richard Jack Smith. A preview of Saving Mr. Banks, an upcoming film starring Tom Hanks also. Wow, she's got an Emma Thompson as the Mary Poppins author. Ooh, I look forward to that. That should be interesting. Or supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, as they say. Who else do we have in the house? Chuck Skull, I believe your shows are on the weekend on Blog Talk Radio. George Benninger, I've already seen. Guest. I hope there's some First Amendment people out there because I'm playing First Amendment stuff today. Let me know if you are. Okay, the Steve Mendoza Show, also on Dream Stream Radio. Ooh, when's your show? Was it yesterday at 4? It's so hard to know, Steve. Post that in there. The Wacko Network, Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m., Vicky Chats. I don't know Vicky Chats, but she's in Greece and she's frying up some cheese. Wacko Bob, also Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. And you guys also have, I believe, special shows at night. Where's Kat? She's not in the house. Kat Vecchione show too. Okay. And Cyanide. Hey, you get another dog yet? Okay. Steve Mendoza, Dream Stream Radio. And you can go to www.dreamstreamradio, look up Steve Mendoza show. And what time is your show, Steve, so I can post it? Betty Jo Tucker's Movie Attic Headquarters. That's Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, the Steve Mendoza show's always Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Boy, we got a lot of people. I see somebody here. Are you trying to call in? I can't tell. No, Real Skull. Did you have something? Who's Real Skull? Is that you, Chuck Skull? Are you calling in to announce something? Okay, let me know if you are. Nice B-O, what, Bice Cyanide? I don't even know what that is. Oh, the O's? Okay, you guys, now Richard B. Smart's in the room. We always know there's smart stuff going on. So anyway, back to Tom Carosa. So he recorded a series of these, and the last one you heard, Bird Watching, that's actually with Jane Brucker. And you might remember Jane Brucker from the movie Dirty Dancing. She played Baby's sister, and that was her in there. So let's have some more. What's up next? Okay, let me see what else I got. I'm not sure because I might have done this in the wrong order. So let's see if it comes on.
When I moved to this country, out away from the Bronx, I didn't think I would miss it so much. I cannot find hairspray anywhere in this war-torn country.
Step over the rubble. I might have some marmalade that you could perhaps use instead.
It is terrible. For look at all the people sadly crying that their loved ones are gone and their houses are obliterated.
Would you care for some coffee or... tobacco.
Either one would be fine.
We cannot indulge in feelings for these other people. We mustn't stay alive ourselves.
But I was a soldier once myself. I was on a suicide mission with an exploding box of knives. They were sending me to Times Square to bomb the Showgirl Palace.
Yes, I have heard of your exploits. That is why I asked you over to my hovel.
And here I am, waiting for the eye of the storm to pass, when war will resume and life will be at risk.
Is your first time in Sylvania?
Yes, it is.
Here's your coffee.
Thank you. Do you know where I could get any black market hairspray? Just one or two, and I'd be fine.
I'm telling you, I have not had hairspray in over 3 years. Since the occupation. You may have whatever I have. You may have the marmalade. You are welcome to anything that I have to offer. I have not stood next to a man in over 3 years.
I could tell. There is something about you. Something charismatic. I know I shouldn't be thinking about sex now with all the blood and guts everywhere.
I have not even heard that word. Sex.
Stop, I'm close.
Ladies, would you mind leaving the room for a moment? I'd like to have a word with your husbands. Men, is your wife tired of drying her hair with a vacuum cleaner? Does she look absolutely pathetic doing it? Then maybe it's time that you bought her the Exhaler, an exciting new handheld hairdryer that plugs into any wall. The Exhaler even has two speeds, because some days are much more frantic than others for the little lady. Think about it. Don't you deserve a more beautiful wife? So pick up the Exhaler today, and you'll be married to a whole new woman tonight. It'll have you exhaling too. The Exhaler from Leave Her Industries, the company that puts you first. Now, the Leave Her Variety Hour, broadcasting from high atop the Squeeze It Inn in picturesque Blue Island, Illinois, continues with Tom Carosa and the Tom Carosa Orchestra performing another great of 1928. Take it away, won't you?
Love came to me in the springtime, just like the blossoms I fell. I thought that June would be ring time, which proves that you never can tell. I used to call her pet names, tell her she was divine, but she turned out to be the girlfriend of a boyfriend of mine. I used to take her places. She liked to dance and dine, but she turned out to be the new friend of an ex-friend of mine. I found that love was just a joke. Yeah, I learned what a broken heart meant. I even started out to get a kitchenette apartment. Her lips were just like candy. Her kisses were just like wine, but she turned out to be the real friend of a heel friend of mine. I thought that we'd be married, sign on the dotted line, but she turned out to be the soulmate of a cellmate of mine. To me was just one big thrill. Yeah, nobody could be prouder. Now life is just a bitter pill, a capsule and a powder. Why am I pale and nervous? Why do I weep and whine? 'Cause she turned out to be the girlfriend of a boyfriend.
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff, ruff.
You're also an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Thank you. It was George Bettinger for the Bomb and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio, where you can also listen to Steve Mendoza cooking up a fun time on Dream Stream Radio. He also has a Sunday brunch. You might want to check it out and follow him. Why not? Stalk him. No, I'm kidding, Steve. I wouldn't want that to happen. That would be bad. Totally bad. All right, let's keep it going.
Yeah, huh. I am smaller than a piece of the dust. I am so fragile it should be illegal to touch. I can never grab a seat on the bus. I fall when it lurches and even when they leave it in clutch. But there's no reason to fuss because I got the freedom to be an individual human being, which is keeping me decently occupied with the choices that I make. You gotta stay on your toes and never be ungrateful to those who take on their own and shoulder responsibility. You got the power, choose your destiny. Never fear to be the leader in control of the band. You need to grab a hold of the stand. Keep them clapping, show your command. You can fall back, be three-dimensional. Play your position in this processional. Always stay professional. Life's got an ebb and flow, and you never know when it's your time, so remain prepared to go. Even though you might like to see it back, apart the nucleus, you got a lot of fuel. If you think this monologue is cool, tell a friend. I wanna spread the message and I think it's relevant. An architect starts with a pencil and paper before he hires a committee to construct a skyscraper. The road that you travel is long and arduous, but you're not alone. You got a cadre of accomplices. Be a part of this everlasting community. You can change the world, stop acting confusedly. Plant one foot in front of the other. Many small steps turns you into a marathon runner. Gather your courage and face all adversity. You will be a great success. It certainly works for me. When you purposely turn the key, you unlock the universe. Let nothing hold you back. Choose to move and burst. Be the first, the greatest at whatever you do. So successful, you have to hire a separate crew to handle the ins and outs while you go about creating. Unleash your potency, make it devastating. Even though you might like to sit back, when you check your love, a massive payback. Even though you might like to sit back, when you check your love, a massive payback. Yeah.
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons? Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
babysitter?
Yeah, hi, we've been waiting for our babysitter.
Oh, my God, you know, you guys are kind of old to need a babysitter. Is your mom at home?
No, they left already.
Yeah.
We've been sitting here watching the Miss Universe pageant.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. You know, I babysit a lot, and I find that young children usually like some lint, so I brought you each some. Here you go.
Jay, what did you say your name was again? Jolene?
Jolene, yeah.
Yeah. My name
is... Could you breathe a little further away from me, please? No, not on my neck, boy.
We've
been
waiting for a babysitter for such a long, long time, Jolene.
Oh, yeah. Tell me, where's the fridge?
It's right in the kitchen.
It's right in the kitchen. Do you want us to show you?
All right.
My mother keeps the knives in that drawer.
Oh, that's really nice. You know, I only babysit on recommendations, and you got such a high recommendation, but it was in a letter, you know.
You know, we've been watching the Miss Universe pageant for so many hours now. Just waiting for someone to knock on her door.
Well, you know, I'm so glad. I need the money because, you see, today's my favorite holiday. It's Victoria Day, and I want to make my pilgrimage to Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, could you breathe a little further away from me, boys?
You know, our last babysitter's name was Pauline.
Yeah, she brought us to the beach a lot.
Okay. Well, why is she your last babysitter? Do you boys have a respiratory problem?
We smoke.
Oh, you shouldn't do that, it'll stunt your growth, but you are very tall for young children. I've never seen children that needed a shave before.
I'm 7, he's 6.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. You're supposed to watch us.
Yeah. Yes, all right. Well, why don't I watch you now? Why don't we just play a little game?
She talks a lot, doesn't she?
I was talking about nervous.
You remind of our late great aunt.
Aunt Victoria.
Victoria? Well, that's nice, boys. Why don't we just play a little game?
Do you want to meet Aunt Victoria?
If she's late, then I presume she's
dead. Oh, she's very late.
She's very late. Yeah, she's down in the basement.
We keep Aunt Victoria down there with our croquet set.
All right, let's go look at her. What the heck? I don't mind. You boys go down first.
Here's the door right here.
Yeah.
I know, watch the steps.
They creak. Careful. You might get hurt.
Dark in here.
Why, sir, is that spider webs?
That's lint.
That's lint.
You see, nobody's been down here before. We've been collecting lint.
Hold it. Look, written on the spider web.
What?
The word greed.
Greed? Oh, my gosh, greed and avarice. Oh, my goodness, greed is what brought me here today.
If you didn't need...
Victoria Day. What am I thinking?
Listen to me, Jolene. Me and my little brother here.
You're frightening me. And quit breathing so close. Don't you ever brush your teeth?
Now that we're in the basement, let me show you our great aunt. We thought of another little thing that we can do to kill time.
Oh, kill time. Must you use this word? What time would your parents be back, by the way? Did you have to
Thursday.
Mention that? Thursday.
They're going to be back Thursday.
Yes. Would you quit breathing on me?
I think it's time for milk and cookies.
Snack time. All right. Snack time.
We had a little problem with Pauline.
Oh, yes.
When we were at the beach, you see, with Pauline,
she
didn't want us to eat milk and cookies.
No.
Oh, no?
She tried to stop us from eating milk and cookies.
She wanted us to eat broccoli and
asparagus.
And asparagus. Well, they're very good vegetables, and they're healthy, high in iron. And could we have the cookies upstairs? Do we?
But it's so cold and clammy down here.
It's nice.
It's nice. Yes, well, it is nice, boys. I tell you, you two are certainly the most different children I've ever babysat before. quit breathing on me. Would you mind moving back just a little bit? All right, you know.
Oh, these nylons feel really nice.
They're not nylons. Those are my legs.
I think it's time to show her Great Aunt Victoria, don't you?
Oh, yeah, let's see Great Aunt Victoria.
She's in this closet right here.
Oh, isn't that a coincidence?
Looks like she's fresh and alive as she always was, don't she?
Yeah.
She does not seem to be moving a great deal.
No, we stitched up her lips and tied her arms down.
Why, you boys certainly are creative. Are you weeblos by any chance?
No.
Just like arts and crafts. Love that busy work.
Yeah. The paper mache her eyes together.
Well, it's very creative. I tell you what, boys, it's getting a little late. I think it must be your bedtime. Never mind. I think we could have an all-night
She said
party.
The magic word. It's bedtime.
Oh, look at this. Brocale.
That was Joe Purse, by the way. He's a very funny guy, Cleo Winning. I forgot to say Chuck Skull, your show, the Chuck Skull Show here. He's in the room, and I forgot to mention him. Sorry, Chuck Skull. Please place when your show is. So Steve Mendoza will be doing a Thanksgiving show, so you don't want to miss that this Sunday. Get those recipes going. Yeah, it's terrific. Yeah, so this is a Tom Carozza. Those are excerpts from some radio shows. I'll be playing more on my next show. It's very funny. We've known each other years, but he keeps on producing these funny things. I forgot I did until he brings them back and goes, don't you remember we taped this? And those were all improvised, by the way, everything I played you. So you heard two with Jane Brucker, and you remember Jane Brucker from Dirty Dancing as the younger sister, not baby. And it's very fun. It's very fun finding old comedy things I forgot I did. Pretty funny stuff. What can I say? Yeah, it's November. Not like it's October.
I had dinner with some friends I love. I wonder who they were. These recent days are something of a blur. My recent vapid blundering has everybody wondering what's with her. I nod when folks are talking, and I'm sure they're making sense, but I'm thinking of a sweet coincidence. The traffic in Manhattan is a cavalcade of fun. Subways are miraculous and new. I'm talking in a giggle, irritating everyone, and it's October too. I drift along the avenue and bump into a cop, hiding on the corner as they do. I'm drunk and I'm disorderly and haven't had a drop, and it's October too. I'm high on October and you love. I'm floating all over town. The thrill of a blossoming new I'm helpless, like the leaves upon the ground, hypnotized by everything in view. I'll get myself together when November rolls around, but till this dream is through, I can't get sober, and it's October.
Carozza from his CD Zesty. Hard to find it, too. If you go to Facebook, you can get it there from Tom Carozza. You can follow him and say you heard him here. Yes, it's been a Tom Carozza celebration day, hasn't it? And in the house, Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters. Don't miss her this Tuesday, 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, when she'll be doing I Have Confidence. No, she'll be doing Mary Poppins. A Spoonful of Sugar. And Chuck Skull, yes, Chuck Skull's World of Mayhem, Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Wacko Network. Okay, Chuck Skull. And who else do we have in here? George Bettinger, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Dream Stream Radio. It's the Mom and Pop Shop. Follow him on Facebook and join his Facebook chatter. All the guests tuning in, thank you for tuning in. It's a big, full room today. Nice, big, full room. Richard B. Smart, he sure is, in the Wacko Network, Monday through Fridays. The Wacko Bob Show, Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Vicky Chats is all the way in Greece frying up cheese. I don't know when her show is. Chuck Skull, Saturday night, Wacko World with Cat Vicione. All righty, am I missing anyone? I think I got everybody. Cyanide, how's your biking going? Oh, you also, Chuck Skull also hosts co-host with Kat, so check them out. That's going to be a skull full of fun. I think so. definitely. Okay, George Bettinger, I got everybody. Betty Joe, oh boy, it just goes so fast, doesn't it? And I made it 45 minutes today. it's a lot of fun. Okay, I'll play one of my songs to go out on. How about that? This one is coming up. You like that little thing in there? I do.
I've got a message for all you ladies tired of being alone. You're always worried he'll never call you, so you stay glued to the phone. If only a prince is for you, hold your breath till you're blue. You're always looking to find that someone called your better half too. Half of nothing leaves you zero. You must be hard up for less. Here are some things you can do to find the right man for you. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out-of-work actor or jack. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance. Not 6 feet tall, hairline receding to bald, a body that's heavy, not lean. He might be a loving machine. Don't worry what people might think. At least he's not given to drink. Stop trying to make him a saint. How can he be what he ain't? He's doing the best he can do to be the right man for you. So don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance. Nobody's perfect, so why do you expect the storybook man of your dreams? Remember, even the nicest of guys can't move you to scream. It might be news to you, but men are people too. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out-of-work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. Better take a second glance. Love can be an avalanche. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Well, we had fun today, didn't we? I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. Remember, you can watch my show on www.mnn.org, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Nancy Lombardo Show. I want to thank Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. George Bettinger from The Mom and Pop Shop. Dream Stream Radio, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. Richard B. Smart, he sure is and so supportive. The Steve Mendoza Show, always on Thursdays, and Sunday Brunch on Dream Stream Radio. The Wacko Network and everything they do. Wacko Bob, Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. And remember, my CD, Merry Christmas is very wacky and available on CD Baby right now, so rush out and order it or download it. It's very inexpensive to download, I must say. Thank you all for joining us today. You've been a wonderful chat room. Oh, I sound like Mary. Oh, Rob, what's going on? Anyway, thanks again. You all rock.
That's all, folks.